Blog Talk Radio.
Just to behold his face one day, to stand in the presence of the King, that's all I want him to do is to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Take me to the King,
I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon glory and sing to you this song. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my
offering. Take me to
season's past. It's time to make a change.
Hallelujah.
Surrender.
Hallelujah.
I surrender.
Oh yeah.
All to Thee, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
My blessed Savior. Blessed Savior. Oh Lord, I surrender. Oh, take me to the feast.
Hallelujah.
I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. Oh Lord, but this is my offering. Lay me at leave me there, just leave me there, oh. Do you want to gaze upon His glory? Do you want to hear Him say, well done? That good and faithful servant. I want to see the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Hallelujah. Come on, bless His name.
Come on, bless Him. Worthy is the Lamb of God. If you want to see Him, if He was standing right here, what would you give Him? If He was standing in your living room, what would you give Him? Do you want to see Him? I gotta see Him. Come on, bless Him. Come on, bless Him. We know we're recording, but God is here. God is here. I want to see the King.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you better thank God for being here today. This is Matters of the Heart broadcast coming up, man. Yes, yes. Woo! What a wonderful day. Praise God, praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. She's coming up shortly. We got a few announcements, but give God some praise for the woman of God coming up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, the number, dial in right now. Dial in, listen up. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559. As set, you lock that in your number there on your phone there, on your network there, so you can be with Dr. Smallwood each and every Friday, Lord willing, here at 10 a.m. Eastern time on the network. Matters of the Heart, you do matter. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful song there. One of Dr. Smallwood's favorite songs there, Take Me to the King. Tamla Mann, of course, ladies and gentlemen, renowned and a woman of God all around the world. So we thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, we want you to share this out too as well, guys, as you're listening to this as well. We're just excited about you. Hey, for those who don't know, Dr. Smallwood, I got to tell you a little bit about this awesome woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. She is a wife, mother, three adult children, seven grandchildren. Oh, I love it. Great grandmother. She's also a minister of the gospel, ladies and gentlemen, and a registered nurse and mentor. She is. Oh, we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this one right here. She is saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, yes. That's the most important part right there. Out of everything, that's the most important part, folks. She's also in media, ladies and gentlemen. She's on the radio right now, podcast, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. She's also been on Internal Life TV and has spoken around the world and continues to touch the world with her wonderful gifts. She's also currently oversees the ministry in the state of Iowa, in the USA, folks, and in Uganda, Africa, with many spiritual sons and daughters. She also serves as the minister, chaplain, mentor, and with the people's resource with a listening ear. So she works in the community, folks, all the time. So let's get a Lord a handcuff of praise for Dr. Smallwood. She's helping the people. She's helping the people. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, for those who want to know, she's on Facebook, guys. You can check her out. For those who want to do that, on check her out on Facebook, Dr. Smallwood, Cecilia Smallwood. Folks, she's also a mental health life coach, wellness coach, motivational speaker, empowerment speaker, and she's also a wonderful advocate and counselor for domestic violence and suicide prevention. Ladies and gentlemen, for some, I want to present to some and introduce to others, ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Smallwood on Matters of the Heart broadcast. Good morning, Dr. Smallwood.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah, Dr. Smallwood, it's all yours.
Hallelujah.
It's all yours.
That's the Lord on today. God bless you, Dr. Vaughn. God bless you. Let's give it up for Dr. Vaughn. God bless you. Let's give it up for this awesome man of God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We give honor where honor is due. Give honor where honor is due. We bless the Lord on today. God is good. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, for this opportunity, God.
Yes.
I thank you for another day that you kept me, God, that you didn't have to. The Lord, I thank you. I'm still here, God. I'm still witnessing, God. I'm still telling of your goodness, God. For you're good all the time. Father, we thank you today, God. We don't take it for granted, God. We thank you for the airways, God, the carries and signal, God, all over the earth, God. We say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless your name today, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, today, God. We thank you for salvation, God, that was only made possible, God, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten son today, God. Lord, we say thank you today, God, because you're worthy, oh God. Father, we thank you today. We praise you today. today, God. We magnify your name today, God. We exalt you today, God. I thank you for my spiritual mother, Apostle Margot Moore Valentine today, God. I thank you for her life, Lord. I thank you for her impartation, oh God. I thank you, God, for all of your mentors, God. My spiritual mentors, oh God. Apostle Deborah McAlpine today in the gathering of the remnant. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for how she pours into me, oh God. I bless you, God, for all of the men and women of God that are in my life, oh God, in my circle, God. I thank you, God, that you removed away from me, God, that which was toxic to me, oh God, and did not want to see my well-being. But God, you know who to put in our path. So, Father, I thank you that you'll remove those, oh God, that are praying against you, and we will still stand and we still have the victory. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Calvary today, God. We thank you for that perfect lamb today, God. We bless your name, Jesus, for there's none like you in all the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. We say glory to your name, God. Lord, forgive us of our sins, oh God, by omission and of commission, God. We repent today, oh God, because we're not so great that we can't repent. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us. Lord, forgive us from the depths of our soul, Lord. Lord, forgive us and help us, oh God, to get it right. Help us, oh God, to walk upright. Help us, oh God, to always conform, Lord. What would you do in that same circumstance, oh God? Holy Spirit, intervene in our lives, oh God. Lead us and guide us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God, when we're making the wrong turn, oh God. Holy Spirit, speak to us and lead and guide us into all truth. So, Father, we thank you for illumination and revelation on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, and we praise you. In the master's name of Jesus the Christ, we pray these and all prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about today how we honoring God with our bodies, how we honor God with our bodies. My God. Honoring God with our bodies. Because there's a time for renewal. And I think I'm going to start with that first. I'm going to start with us being renewed first. That's how we're going to honor God with our bodies, because our bodies, it's time for it to be renewed, because we've been doing a lot of things the wrong way. And it's a time for our minds, bodies, and our spirits to be renewed. We need to renew the way that we've been thinking, the way that we've been acting, the way that we've been speaking, and the way that we've been treating each other, and the way that we've been handling God's people and his word. There's a time to be renewed. We know that none of us are perfect, and we've all made mistakes. But there's times when you should want to get it right. After a while, it's not funny anymore. After a while, you're only the one who's thinking that you're speaking down to someone, because everyone else now have picked up on it and they see that it is not of God and it is not God's heart. God's heart is sensitive to the needs of the people. And when you're a leader, your heart is not sensitive to the things that God's heart, is sensitive to. You're not in alignment with the word of God. Because God's will has to be your will. Your will, you have to get rid of it, because it's nothing good in it. If your will is outside of God's will, it's coming to pass anyway. Nothing good is going to ever come out of it. Your will must be to please your Father, to do the will of your Father. If Jesus had to, you'll never get by without doing it. So will must line up with the will of God. And sometimes we get so caught up in our will until you can get to a place that Satan will make you think that you are actually doing the will of God, and you're nowhere near it. You're nowhere near it. As a matter of fact, it's a sense to God's nostrils the way you handle his word, misinterpret it, misrepresent it when you go out, the way you mishandle the sheep, the way you fleece the sheep, and the way you live large up on a hill while they're standing in a soup line. God is appalled at it. You're going to stand before God and you're going to answer for it. So we got to renew our mind, our thinking. I'm not better than you are, position than you are, where God has placed me in this position of leadership so that I can teach you and lead you in the way of godliness, but not that I'm better than you. Because I have to answer to the same God that you have to answer to. Repent. I have to fast. I have to pray. Study my word. To lean on the Holy Spirit and call on the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me, because sometimes I lose my way and I don't know which way to go. So we're not that much different, other than I may already have received Jesus Christ as my Savior, and you may be a newbie coming in, but you're looking to a higher place. May not even be the place where I am. Everybody's call is different. And even if you're called to the same thing, your operation in that call may be totally different, because he only has one body. But everyone has a different part to play. Each part of that body has a different function to play of that body. But you're not less, because we got to change our minds. We need to be renewed, especially in our minds, because some of us really believe that as leaders, that the only thing we're supposed to be done is to be sit at a table with fine linen and serve. I don't know why, but God changed me. He flipped the script. I had my stuff straight. He flipped it. He said, you're gonna do this. I said, okay. And that's why I twisted right away, because I felt it. I said, he ain't gonna let me do it. So, you know, you have to follow God. That's why you have to be in tune to what God is saying. Speak. I don't care what you got written down. If you sit before this voter and you said God is speaking something else, you can't read what's on that paper. But really, I don't have a paper. I just have my Bible and a couple of definitions and names of God. I said, but at the end of the day, I can't preach from paper anymore, even though I might do it. But I might read my scriptures off of it, but it, I still can't go by it, because I have to follow as the Spirit leads. So God wants us to be more relatable to the people, but yet you're not to hang with your congregation. Can I tell y'all that? And I know some of y'all really hate to hear that, especially leaders. But when you hang with your congregation, your sheep, familiar, and you start to act just like sheep and goats, you are the leader. So you're supposed to be setting the example as a mature in leadership. I can walk with my leaders anywhere, because I'm a leader myself, and my sons and daughters walk with me. I'm not intimidated by it, but neither will I allow you to embarrass me, because privately, pull your shirt tail. I need to speak to you. Not acceptable in my presence. Or when you're walking with me, please don't give out a card without my permission. Because if you're soliciting and I'm here on assignment, what are you doing but trying to undermine me? So we need to get protocol together. And we don't. And we really think we got it together. We haven't even started. We don't know. We're trying to talk all over the one that's invited. You're trying to meet everybody before she even greets them. You're out of order. Out of order. And you don't have to worry about it. That's your last trip with me till you grow up. You need your mind. Everybody needs to be renewed sometimes. Even Jesus said, after a while, if you don't get renewed, and this is what happened, we, just like in the natural, if you just go, and you may be going the wrong way at that. you're doing the same thing, but it could be wrong. It might not produce anything because everything planted don't come up. Many times it die because you study saying good soil, but it's not fertile soil, so you're not going to have a harvest either way. So you continue to plant in good. I choose to plant in fertile, but I reproduce after its own kind. So at the end of the day, if you go, and you're doing things the same way over and over and over again, and you don't take the time to renew, even Jesus said, you know, after a certain time, there's a time of rest. That's why he gave us the Sabbath day, so that we could rest from our labors. But those 6 days, you worked. And then on the seventh day was a day of rest. That was a day for your body to be renewed. To be renewed, you could just relax and let your body renew, regenerate, refresh itself, and get strengthened again for the week that's coming. Because you know you're going to go through that same process again. It was going to repeat itself Monday. So we know in Hebrew, Saturday is a Sabbath, but we celebrate. We have a day we celebrate on Sunday. That's fine. Though they celebrate on Saturday, it's still fine because I don't find no fault in it either way because that is a true Sabbath. So at the end of the day, I said, we keep moving. I said, when that happens, we're likely to lose our momentum if we just keep going, and we don't give our body the chance to renew. And we need new direction. We need new energy. And you can easily become discouraged and defeated if you don't take the time to allow God to replenish you. And I'm not saying replenishing it with alcohol and drugs and everything that is bad for you and not spending time. And see, even though I'm resting, I may be listening to gospel music. I may be listening to gospel teaching. I may be reading a good book, or I might be watching a spiritual movie, but I'm still being refreshed and I'm being replenished. We must allow God to restore us, and we are going to carry out his work. Renewal is the answer. And in this, I'm saying you have to refill the physical, the mental, and your spiritual gas tank, charging of your batteries, because a lot of times they have dead cells in them. So you got to recharge. You have to recharge so you can go a little bit further. And even while you are being replenished and refreshed, God can give you fresh revelation and put things in your mind and give you fresh thoughts, fresh ideas, fresh strategies. He can even put in thoughts of new businesses and new things that he would have you to do, and you'll be able to do it. But sometimes you have to lay still to hear God speak. If you're steady working those whole hours, your mind is on your job during that time, and God is giving you the strength to do it. But that's not the time that you're just in a quiet place where you can just hear God speak with clarity so you don't go out prematurely and wreak havoc among the people. Renewal is the answer. Many times leaders neglect renewal in their own lives, and many times they die prematurely. That's fact, because I've known several young preachers died prematurely. Now, I don't know anything about the health, but what I'm telling you is fact. They died prematurely. They were very young, let me say that. I know everybody has already knows what day we're going to leave out here, but they were very young when they left. And you could see many times the tiredness on their face and how they ran, and trying to run three and four churches. You see, you can't let money drive you. When money drives you, you won't take the time to renew yourself, because if I preach at this church, they're going to pay me so much a month, so I'll pick out different hours, and I'll schedule it 3 hours apart, so I can do three churches, and I'll get, you know, $2,000 a month a church. But what is that doing to your body when you already have health issues anyway? and you just steady doing that, and then you just steady eating junk food in between. So you're not, you're killing yourself. You're not renewing yourself. You're killing yourself. And if God didn't call you to that, you better run from it. Renewal is something that, well, you know, so many people, they neglect. But doing this can seriously have an impact on your ability to lead. It makes a poor leader. Because you know what? You really don't have time to spend nowhere with your sheep, even to answer their questions that they may have. You don't have time because you're spreading yourself too thin. So no one really is satisfied when you leave. You still leave the people hungry. But you're filled. Your pockets are filled anyway. Because you're taking on all of these churches, and you're trying to be the only one to preach there, so you're the only one to get an offer. And, oh, yes, I'm saying it because the apostle don't make no apology for what she say. I'm saying it because I know it to be the truth. How I know? Because I walked it to you with nothing that I haven't seen with my own eyes. And I stand right in your face and say it. Ain't no backup in me, because if I said it, I meant it. Here's some thoughts. Remember, God ordered one day a week for renewal. God created us and knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why early in Israel's history, God asked his people to rest one day a week from their work. He knew they would need frequent refreshment and renewal. These thousands of years later, nothing has changed. People are still doing the same dumb stuff, what they want to do. In fact, we can probably say the pace of life is even greater today because everybody's running, wrecking, derailing, flipping over, doing all kinds of foolish things. So much technology, we're on the phone, we're texting, we're doing everything at the same time while we're trying to drive. But you know what? You haven't even prayed before you left home that God would encamp angels around you to take you to your destination safely. But you're doing all this worldly stuff on the road and you're wreaking havoc. And really, your performance is very poor because you're burnt out. The Bible said when the salt is lost, the savor is good for nothing. It says so. It wasn't my word. Remember what God said. That's why early in his, okay, these thousands of years later, nothing has changed. In fact, we can probably say the pace of life has increased. A day of rest does wonders for your productivity during the other 6 days. That's the truth. When you are rested well on that day, when you get up, you're more productive. Just like many jobs today, when you go on them, they said they have a period, and I think it's like a 15-minute, they call it power naps. And they will allow you to go to this area and take a power nap. And they said the productivity is much higher after a power nap. And I tell everybody to take a trail mix with them always when you feel like your energy is getting low. I say eat a trail mix, an all-natural trail mix. Even before taking a test, I say eat some trail mix. It gives you more clarity and energy. These thousands of years, a day of rest does wonders. God knows best, and his prescription for renewal still stands. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed. And that's Exodus and 12. Exodus 23 and 12. Exodus 23 and 12. I was going to try to turn to it, but I think I am. I think I am going to turn to it because I want to make sure. I'm going to turn to Exodus 23 and 12. I'm already there. Exodus 23 and 12. That's why I keep my Bible beside me. Exodus 23 and 12 reads, 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. And thine ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. See, the Bible even tells you from the Old Testament, there is a need that we rest and even that our animals rest and be refreshed. And therefore, when you go back, Now you have more energy. You're more enthusiastic about what you got to do. Sometimes, you know, we get to the point where we just don't care. Well, your attitude changes once you are arrested and you can do what you need to do. Realize renewal is vital to effective and successful leadership. If you don't take the time to get away, amen, and take some time for you as a leader, you're going to get burnt out. Because unless you have an adjutant or senior elders or associate pastors that can take those calls, if all of those things come to you and you're not getting any rest all hours of the night, all the hospital, no, your missionary team should be going to the hospital and your elders. It shouldn't have to be you. No, you train them up and send them out. The evangelists, yeah, look, send these people out. What are you training them for them to just sit and keep the pew warm? Train them up, and once they're proving themselves in-house, send them out. Send them out. And you can watch from afar and see how they do. And then you'll know when they come back in, you know, you debrief and you see, you know, what kind of issues came up and what do they need more training in. I said, but you got to train the people. You can't just send people out like renegades and they haven't even been trained. Train them up, and you see how they do in your house before you send them out to somebody. Send them to the street. Send them to the street first, not to nobody else's house. Send them to the street because the people is full. The streets are full of people, and they want to hear a word from God. Send them out there to pray for people, to tell them about Jesus, to tell them that they love them, that they are loved. Because they've heard so much negativity because they don't look the same and they don't smell the same and they don't act the same. They don't feel like they belong anywhere, but they feel comfortable among their own. But you go in because you're no better, because God had to clean us up too. We was, look, we were a bunch of rag too, and Jesus cleaned us up. God cleaned us up. So he'll do the same for them, and you got to encourage them. And don't just go one time. Go back. Be persistent. And if you get through to one, God is well pleased. It's vital. Renewal is vital. So just as you keep a watchful eye on your gas gauge in your automobile, you must be careful to recognize your personal indicators that renewal is needed. Is your temper short? Your patience wearing away? Your excitement is just gone, about gone. These are symptoms that warn you it's time to act, to take care of. Your care is necessary if you're going to be in leadership in the body of Christ, because we have all kinds of things coming in. The church truly is. It should be a spiritual hospital where people can come in and tell God their issues, and the elders and those that are appointed by the headship, tell them to go and pray for them and lay hands. And if you believe, it didn't say if you had to do all this other, if you believe and you lay hands on the sick, that you pray for them and they would recover. They will recover. Their healing will manifest. It may not manifest right there, right in front of you, but that don't mean that the word of God is going to come back void. It does not. You got to take God at his word, and when you pray by faith, believing that God's going to do exactly what you asked him to do, and you wait for the testimony because it's coming. But you can't doubt it because of what you don't see. We don't see a lot of things, but God sees it. Our hearts must remain pure no matter what is going on around us. We got to continue to say, Lord, search my heart. Lord, search my heart. Show me me. Show me my neighbor. Show me. Because if you should come down out of the clouds, God, let me be the one. Go back with you. Lord, help me to get it right. but I got to know God. Search my heart. I want to know. And Lord, reveal it to me. This area, daughter stink. You need to work on it. I want to know it because guess what? Because that's when I got to turn my plate down and I got to pray and lay on my face and cry out to the Lord. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. I hope you deliver them too, but God, right now, it's me. I'm not here for my mom or my dad. I'm here for me because I'm trying to get it right. So when I go out, God, that I won't be cause more damage than good to the people that I pray for. So I have to be healed and made whole before I can go to help anyone else be made whole. And when we carry a whole lot of unforgiveness and anger and bitterness in our heart and selfishness in our heart, you're not in no shape to minister to nobody. And when you have got hell going on in your home between you and your wife and your children, you're not fit for minister house in order before you go to God's house to minister. Speaking to your wife, how you speaking to your congregation? Simple as that. You ain't got no business speaking to them. Get your act together. You and your wife supposed to be as one. So if you can't speak to her, you surely don't have nothing to say to me. And if you're at all sons and your daughters and you're not speaking, and you're talking about you're in leadership, apostles and bishops, go sit down. Go to the altar and lay it out. You can't let pride send you to hell because it comes before destruction. And many today treat their wives just like dirt and their children and get up there and treat everybody else like you loving them to death. But you don't know, but you got a Jekyll and Hyde. You got a wolf in sheep clothing. Oh, yeah, they know how to preach because the gifts and calls are without repentance. But they don't have no love in their heart for their family, their immediate family that they stay in the house with. So if you're mistreating them and you can come to the church for the next 100 years, you're still going to hell if you don't get it right. Yes, did she say it? Apostle said it, and I make no apologies for it. One leader who failed to recognize the symptom of burnout was the prophet Elijah. You can read the full story of what happened in 1 Kings 18 and 19, but the brief overview was Elijah was a courageous leader who successfully appointed 450 prophets, false god Baal. Elijah was mad, as well as 400 prophets for deity. His emotional high from this incredible encounter was soon shattered when the evil queen Jezebel threatened to take his life. Okay, Jezebel was mad. Jezebel tried to take his life. I tell you, that's why you got to watch as well and pray. That's why it's important to be renewed so you can see. So your discernment will be sharp and keen. But if you tired and worn out, you can't even see demonic forces when they're coming at you. But your discernment must be kept sharp and keen. That's why you must get your rest. He had just finished confronting hundreds of prophets, but had worn him out. And his emotions were not strong enough to keep him going. In discouragement and fear, he ran from Jezebel. Now, this is Elijah we're talking about that went up in a chariot of fire. If it could do it to him, no, it can do it to us. He fell into such great despair that he went so far as to ask God to let him die. But God provided Elijah with food and rest. And he strengthened Elijah, was given a revelation of God himself with a renewed sense of God's control over all things and a dose of fresh energy. Elijah was recharged and ready for his next task. It's important that you get recharged by the Holy Spirit. A double dose, a fresh anointing, fresh revelation. You can get that the time to get away and rest and just bask in the presence of God. Take a lesson from Elijah. Don't depend on your emotions. to keep you going. Your emotion may make you a more personable leader, but they are fickle. They are fickle and they're hormonal. They cause you to turn into a poor leader that makes very bad decisions. Renewal means sometimes you got to go back to basics and you got to do your first works over again. It involves reinventing the successful path. When you were basic, that motivated and energized you when you first set out to achieve your goals. Run through the list before you see how you are doing in each area now. When you was first saved, how energetic and how much zeal you had, and now you barely want to pick up the word of God to read. You need to be renewed. There needs to be a renewal. Physical renewal. The world is run by tired men. Fortunately, two statements. They're dedicated, but they're tired. And fatigue defeats productivity and success. It defeats it. This means it's important for every leader to get some rest and even some exercise. In Nehemiah 4 and 10, we read that the workers in Jerusalem grew tired from building a wall. As a result, they became defeated. Spend a few days resting or relaxing in a quiet or quieter. Maybe the place you're resting is not the place that God told you to rest. So seek God where he would have you to rest, and then you go there and lay your head down and you wait on him to give you instruction, and he will send a sense of rest upon you. He will, the Holy Spirit. He will cause you to drift, and you'll have dreams and you'll have visions, but they'll all be, you'll be in a peaceful state, and all of the noise and the rigmarole and the negativity that you hear from everybody's house and everybody's family and the death that surrounds you, you'll be away from all of it, because you don't want none of that mess with you. Not even, you can have your phone, but turn it off. Turn it off. If it's not an emergency, don't take the call. Let have a leader assigned, something he absolutely cannot resolve. Do not dial my number. I'm spending this time, it's just me and God. My wife knows, and it is well. Sometimes you need to spend a few days resting in a different place. The apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, consider, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. In a deserted place, that's a place where you're there alone, not surrounded by people and noise and their opinions, which mean nothing. Opinions do not overrule nothing that God tells you to do or says to you. And many times they oppose what God tells you because it seems like it don't make sense. Well, what God does, he don't try to make sense to man. He takes the simple things of this world to confound the wise. How about that? Come aside by yourselves. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. That's in Mark 6:30-32. Jesus created man. He knew that his disciples needed rest and renewal. He became tired. If Jesus got tired, clearly we're going to get tired. Yet at times, leaders and people in the ministry feel guilty if they don't drive themselves to the point of exhaustion and some even to death. Are you really trying to something to God, or are you trying to caliber you are to? It's ridiculous.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we're here on Matters of the Heart with broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. Looks like we're having a little technical difficulty. She'll be back shortly. We want to thank God for this awesome woman of God. We've been hearing the word today on the attitude, the right attitude we need to have each and every day. Amen. Amen. You're going to bring her back to be back shortly. Amen, amen. We thank you so much for joining us, guys, all around the world. Matters of the Heart with Dr. Smallwood. You know, it's a great word today as we talk about attitude. That's one of my favorite subjects, guys. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. One of the best subjects on the planet is attitude. That means we need to wake up with the right attitude, walk in the right attitude, be on our jobs, be in our businesses, be with our families on a regular basis. So we're so excited about that as well. And I believe we have Apostle Smallwood is back. But attitude is such an important topic. What a great word today, Sister Smallwood. God bless you today. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you. All right. I said, you know, and obviously it gives us an insight into the connection of spiritual life with the physical. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When believers are patient and wait on the Lord's direction, rather than wearing out their physical and emotional energy on issues that they can't do nothing about anyway, because what they do is they wear themselves out on these issues. You know why? Because they refuse to go to God. Because they really believe that the answer lies within them. But if God don't have the answer, you never will give an answer to it. You don't have the answers for the world today. The word of God has it. Has the answer. You do not. You can give some ideas. You don't have no answers. Do you would have answers for your own house? We can answer some things. We know in part, but God know from the Alpha to the Omega and then in the center. He know all from the beginning to the end. We know in part. We prophesy in part. But God knows the whole thing. He knows the whole matter, all of it. So we got to stop trying to do everything on our own without first consulting God. God, how do I go about this? I'm going to wait. I'm going to pray about it. And God, I'm going to wait on you. And I want to definitely hit spiritual renewal. This means going back to what energized you in the first place. The Lord. Paul was familiar with this spiritual basic. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, 2 Corinthians 4:16. So it may look like outward man is perishing. I'm not worried about what you think I look like on the outside, because, see, I'm fasting for a greater good, that my spirit man will grow and will enlarge. So I want my spirit man. I want to do God to do a work on the inside of me, that even if it causes my outward appearance look different. But guess what? I'm not worried about that, because that's not what God is going to judge. He's going to judge my heart. He's going to judge my heart. So I want to do what is going to cause my spirit to be intact with what the word of God says. I want to be able to receive the things of God. I want my heart to be in alignment with the heart of God and his desires and his plans and his purpose for my life. Have you lost sight of the most important priority in your life? Jesus, the world exerts a powerful pull even on committed Christians. Little by little, it's easy to become swept up into the cares of this world, because there's so much trickery and witchcraft in the world today, and it is activated, and it's in just about every place I've been in. I've seen some of it. I say, and it's so much perform, is more performance than it is ministry. People are there, and they projecting themselves, and they advertise themselves, and they. But Jesus is the answer. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Anything you talk about more than you do Jesus, you're not talking about Jesus. You're trying to get attention on yourself But the focus is on Jesus. If you knew who you were in Jesus, you would not have to try to project yourself above him, because you will never, ever be. An identity crisis. We got an identity crisis. And that's no lie. I've never seen so many people. They are prophet today. By tomorrow, they're an apostle. Well, my God. Who was over you? Okay, I'm a prophet today. Overseer tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, it's so much self-made mess out of here. And really, truly, they can't really say they came up under no one with any seniority and no real, authentic. They're not sons and they're not daughters. They don't have spiritual parents. They're just renegades. Come out here with all this, and you dressed up in a suit every day. It ain't working nowhere, but yet you're on Facebook every day telling somebody to pay for a prophetic word when the Bible is full of them. The devil is a whole lie. To pay nobody for prophecy. He was never sold in the Bible. Find it and holler. Holler at me. Because I'll take you on toe to toe. Prophecy was not sold. And you don't go around prophesying to everybody anyway, because God didn't tell you to do that. So to speak what God speaks to you. Be renewed, because if you're renewed, you would know how to use the gift that God has given to you freely. You didn't buy the gift of prophecy. You can't sell it. A lot of times, even when God speaks to you, you're the mouthpiece of God. So you're not supposed to be speaking from that, not with flesh you're walking in, and you're speaking that mess over people. It's garbage. Prophet, you're doing it for a prophet. Stop this foolishness and get back to basics and be renewed and regenerated and let God teach you how you operate in that gifting, because the gifts of God, they're not to be played with, they're not to be mocked. And people go around laughing when you tell lies, because they know the difference between what is and what is not. You can't just do that. Many times God may release a word to you, but it is for you to pray about, not to release across the house. You to intercede and block it. You have to be seen so bad, you can't stop. You can't wait to tell something. Realize it is a form of renewal, and until we are willing to change from doing things the way we're doing it today, many of us, let me say this, many of us are doing the very best that we can, and many of us are a hot mess and refuse to be changed. I say a hotmess.com, and you don't want to change. You're determined that you're going to do things your way. Your way is not God's way. If it's outside of these 66 books, it is not God's way. God's way, so you need to seek the Lord. You need to spend more time with God and ask God to help you. You need to be renewed, restored, revive, and recommit your life and submit under leadership. You need spiritual parents. Well, who's over you? Well, God is over me. Well, you're just an ignorant person, because God is over all of us. He created us. He's over all of us. But who's your spiritual parents in the earth? It's stupid. Somebody to buy into that nonsense. You don't want to be accountable to nobody. That's what it is. You want to act like that Jesus sent you here to be his assistant. He did not. He don't need your help. And especially if you're going to help like that by lying on God, telling all them lies. Yeah, the Lord said it. I heard you ain't heard them. You ain't heard God. Really, I don't think you never heard, because I don't think you never been saved. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Just get it together. Get it together. Spiritually, be renewed. Be renewed. Be willing to change. 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 change is as good as rest is for your body. So take a break, stretch, go for a walk, meditate on the scriptures of God, watch a good spiritual movie, watch it, or listen to some gospel, just go for a walk. Go to the bird park and just sit. Go by the water and just sit. Hear, even the waves have a sound. And God is listening for a sound of his strength, giving praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving, worship. He's listening for that sound, that sound. That's the sound of praise, the sound of worship. Listen for it. Hears it. You'll know he's heard it. So that's what I'm going to leave with you today. It's a time of refreshing. It is a time of refreshing, mind, body, spirit, soul. It is a time. And then, only then, should you be able to rejoice. So I'm gonna go out with this right here, 43. Lord Jesus, what did I do? I had it. I don't know what I did. Where it is, oh, my God. I had it. 22 and 6. Anyway, I'll just pray us out. I'll say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour, God. Let us go back, oh God. Let us realize, God, that we're in a mortal body, God. And let us know, Father, that it is a time that we need to be renewed. There's a time, God, that we need to be refreshed and that we need to be restored. There's a time, God, that we just need to go back to the old landmark, God, that we just need to go back, oh God, to laying out in front of you prostrate, oh God. There's a time, God, that we need to go back to the shut-ins, oh God, where we pray around the clock, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us know that we need to go back, oh God, to having set times of fasting individually and corporate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be able to bind and ward off some of these things, oh God, some of these murders, oh God, and some of this killing, oh God, mass shootings, oh God, and Lord, fires and disasters all around the world, God. Father, we pray safety over the school systems even now, God, as the children are preparing to go back to school and some are back. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that tries to take out our children when they're going to try to learn, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, put a hedge of protection around them. Dispatch angels around the playground in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today, God, that you will renew us, that you will revive us, oh God, that you will rekindle the fire that was within us, oh God, when we first received you, oh God. Those that have not received the Holy Spirit, oh God, and are in leadership, God, Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Give them a craving and a desire, Lord. Lord, let them have a craving and a desire in their prayer that they will cry out to you, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. For after the Holy Spirit, that then you shall have power. After it has come upon you, then you shall have power. Then when you can pray against these things, I will move when the saints of God come together and are unified. So, Father, I thank you for this hour. I thank you, God, for the airways. I thank you, God, for Dr. Vaughn in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the network, God, and for every listener, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take the time to allow God you, to revive you, generate you, and to refresh you. It's a time of refreshing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Apostle Smallwood. See you back here next Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Until next time.
Amen. Apostle Smallwood, what a great time today in the Lord. Y'all better give the woman of God a round of applause here in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Dr. Smallwood. Wow, incredible. Incredible word. I tell you, y'all, I tell you, I'm getting excited there today about this word. Folks, our attitude is so important. This is what my takeaway is, guys. Attitude. Come on, guys. We got to get it right. Apostle, we got to listen to you on this one. Attitude is so important. We got to get it right, folks. You cannot be double-minded. You can't do one thing one day and then the other day you do it a different way. You cannot do that. We can't do that. Come on, guys. Come on now. This is the area. I love this one right here. We all sometimes, I love this topic so much. We teach it. We teach this one, Apostle, as you probably know already as well. But we teach this one, attitude. We talk about some of y'all need a checkup from the neck up every day. Come on, let's get that right. Come on now. Come on now. Let's get that right. Come on, please, let's get that right, folks. We got to get this one right. Woo! Some of y'all entertaining angels unaware and treating them the wrong way. You better stop that mess. You better stop. You better treat people right. So, Apostle, thank you so much for this wonderful reminder. It's in the Word. The Word of God talks about this, guys. It talks about attitude should always be one of humility. That's what Apostle taught today. It's in the Scriptures, guys, Philippians 2:3-4. But we should do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Now, the only way that if I got it right, Apostle, the only way to remember this, you just put God first. That's what you do. Just put him first and you'll be all right. Put him first.
That's right.
Not the flesh. Put the spirit first. Amen. So we thank you so much, Apostle, for that time today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Apostle is listening to you on the network, and it's a global network. Remember the number 347-843-4559. Doc is on Facebook, guys. You can follow her on Facebook. You can get the link on the network as well. Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. What a powerful word today. Apostle, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the word. I know people are blessed all across the network. So have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you so much. We're going to take you out with a wonderful song here in a second. But Apostle, thank you again.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song, one of the Apostle's favorite songs here. Just remember, the church is, you are the church, folks. Don't forget that. You are the church, and we walk around in this wonderful body as a church every day. Amen. God bless you. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Matters of the Heart with broadcast with Dr. Apostle Susia Smallwood. Have a great day, everybody. Hey, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you now.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what his word says,
God has spoken.
Let the church say,
oh, I need you to say it. When you
Dr. Susia Smallwood. What a powerful day today. We just thank God for the broadcast with Dr. Smallwood today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to leave today. God bless you, everybody. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time on Matters of the Heart. And remember, your heart matters. God bless you.